This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to refocus attention on his Democratic rival on the campaign trail as he pushes to move past revelations that he purposefully played down the danger of the coronavirus last winter. But the virus controversy followed him to a rally in Battleground, Michigan, Thursday, as he faced new pushback from local officials worried about the growing size of the rallies and the campaign's repeated flouting of public health guidelines intended to halt the COVID-19 spread. That includes Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who raised alarms about Thursday's event. Mr. Trump, however, reveled in the crowd of several thousand packed shoulder to shoulder in a cavernous airport hangar, many without masks. Globally, there are more than 907,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 28 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in deaths and in infections. A Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead, and the toll could climb because 16 people have been missing. The Butte County Sheriff's investigators found seven bodies on Thursday. This is a day after three other victims were discovered. Among those unaccounted for are grandparents who told their son that they were going to try to escape the flames by finding shelter in a pond. The weeks-old fire was about 50% contained when winds drove it into an explosive growth on Tuesday. About 2,000 homes and other buildings, officials say, have burned. The fire is among five this year that have set records for the most land ever burned. This includes a blaze that broke the mark Thursday as the largest ever. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia is clashing with Germany and at least five of its Western allies over the poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Moscow's ambassador demanded evidence Thursday that a Soviet-era nerve agent was responsible, and Germany's envoy countered that his country's findings have been handed over to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog. Confrontation came at the monthly UN Security Council meeting on chemical weapons in Syria. The United States, Belgium, Britain, Estonia, and France all expressed grave concern at Germany's finding that 44-year-old Navalny was a victim of a chemical weapons attack using a military-grade nerve agent from the Novichok group. China and India said that they have agreed to de-escalate renewed tensions on their contested Himalayan border and take steps to restore peace and tranquility following a high-level diplomatic meeting in Moscow. China's state counselor and India's foreign minister met in Moscow Thursday and reached a five-point consensus, including agreements the current border situation is not in their interest and that the troops from both sides should quickly disengage and ease tensions. The consensus struck on sidelines of a Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting after a clash in the border area in the Western Himalayas earlier this week. Microsoft now says that the same Russian military intelligence group that hacked the U.S. Democrats in 2016 has renewed vigorous U.S. elections-related targeting, trying to breach computers at more than 200 organizations, including political campaigns and their consultants. The company said the intrusion attempts reflect a stepped-up effort to infiltrate the U.S. political establishment. Tom Burt, a Microsoft vice president, said in a blog post that what they've seen is consistent with previous attack patterns that not only target candidates and campaign staffers, but also those they consult with on key issues. A huge fire broke out Thursday at the port of Beirut, triggering panic among residents a month after the massive explosion. It was not immediately clear what caused the fire at the facility, which was decimated by the August 4th explosion, when nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrates detonated. A column of black smoke billowed from the port with orange flames leaping from the ground. The August 4th explosion killed more than 190 people, injured around 6,500, and damaged thousands of buildings in the Lebanese capital. The site of another huge fire a month later created panic among residents traumatized by last month's explosion. State-run national news agency said the fire was at a warehouse where tires are placed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.